Well then, Mr. Studio Manager on the mixing desk, let's open up the fader and hear from Bill Thompson in our Cambridge studio. Hello, Bill.
Hello there, Gary.
So, lots of talk in that interview about cloud computing, and just to bring people up to speed if they don't already know what it is, the idea that all our information is held out there in the data cloud rather than sitting, as it traditionally has been, on our desktop in front of us. Scott is clearly not the only proponent of all this, and we're increasingly hearing, for instance, Bill, about Google and Amazon getting into cloud computing. Does Sun still have a role to play in the cloud?
Oh, I think so. I mean, don't forget that Sun make hardware. They're not just a software company, they're not just a services company. They make machines, they make boxes that have their logo on that will sit in these data centres. Google may sort of buy in lots of hardware, they don't actually manufacture it themselves yet. And I think Sun sees a very important role for themselves, and I would agree with them, providing a lot of the kit that will create the cloud. The cloud isn't this mystical thing. It really is, you know, it's server computers and hard drives and processors all sitting somewhere in the physical world. You know, we're not sort of taking the whole internet and putting it into virtual space. And so somebody needs to be making those computers, and Sun can do that.
So they hope to be the sun behind the cloud, if you see what I mean. But sorry about that, Bill, and to everybody listening. But there are dark clouds here, though, to be honest, Bill, because, you know, there's all this talk about the cloud being incredibly energy efficient, you know, because of the dispersed nature of our data. But nevertheless, to make it all work, you need these huge data centres. And some of the bigger ones now apparently use up as much energy as an aluminium smelter. So is it really the green alternative?
It can be. It doesn't have to be. As with any sort of engineering challenge, you can decide which things are important to you. And up until now, by and large, with computing, we've been concerned about how much processing power we can get, how much data throughput we can get in the network. And it's only in the last year or two that people have been starting thinking seriously about the energy implications, about how you might make these systems more energy efficient, perhaps reduce the need for cooling, perhaps make sure that they're sited in places where there's renewable energy sources are available, like near hydroelectric power stations or in areas where solar power will work. And Sun is at the forefront of a lot of that thinking as well. 3 or 4 years ago, I was talking to their chief scientist, a guy called John Gage, and this was one of the issues he was aware of even then. And he was talking about ways to build compact and powerful data centres, you know, that couldn't necessarily be transported around, but also that would be much more reliable and wouldn't consume such vast amounts of power.
And finally, Bill, there was talk there at the end of the interview. Scott McNeely is really into the whole idea of open source software, isn't he, as a business model?
Well, he's driven Sun in this way. And indeed, Sun has a major project at the moment called Open Solaris, which is taking their Solaris operating system and putting it out there, letting the community work on it. And if that is successful, it will put them in a very key place in terms of the whole infrastructure of the network and the way we use our computers. It's a big risk for them. It could go wrong, and they're having to work very hard to get support from the community. But it's a very brave step from a company that really, over the whole of its existence, has taken brave steps and actually mostly seen them work out.
Indeed. And with the chairman, he says, oh, I don't really like social networking very much. Absolute classic. Well, Bill, thank you very much indeed.